with Tim Lust from National Sorghum Producers and Sorghum Checkoff Program. First of all, sorghum, one of the crops that a lot of people don't talk about is corn and soybeans, but there's a lot of uses for this product, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's a product that's grown over a very diverse part of the country, from coast to coast and South Dakota to South Texas, and fits into a lot of unique areas. So certainly, about a third of our crop goes into ethanol, and generally about half our crop is exported primarily for animal feed, although part of that's going into China and alcohol production there as well. But then when you get beyond that, then just a tremendous number of different uses for the product. Certainly the food industry, our growth in the food industry has been phenomenal over the last 5 years, and tremendous growth in all aspects of sorghum in the food industry. Pet food, something most people don't talk about, but we're one of the dominant suppliers into the pet food industry, in both dog food and cat food, and very significant use there. And then, you know, a lot of other very unique uses of different sundry kinds on some smaller niche markets around the country and world as well.
What types of things have developed in the last, say, 5 to 10 years that are new uses for sorghum?
Well, I think the food industry is just a very large one, and, you know, a lot of that started maybe originally some with the GMO gluten-free type issues, but have really gone away from that. When we look at all of our new product development in the last year, vast majority of all that is just in the traditional markets, and, you know, whether that's in crackers or breads or, you know, moving in increasingly to a lot of different products. As an active ingredient, and that's exciting to us to see the market continue to grow. Frankly, growth has been about as fast as our industry could handle it over the last 3 or 4 years, and really working right now to get some more large suppliers that can be able to deliver the quantities that we need to continue this rapid growth in our food sector. So that's exciting for us.
With that rapid growth, is that also helping with the prices you're receiving?
Well, certainly if you're a contract producer growing for one of those food companies, it is helping you a lot. You know, it doesn't, you know, most all of that production is grown under contract, so a little bit separate from the traditional commodity market, but certainly an increasing number of growers that have been able to take advantage of those contracts, and for them, certainly good. Doesn't necessarily mean it's helping the overall generic commodity market, though.
But if you're looking at, say, a long-term commitment, contract for a food producer to get a good bottom line over the long haul, sorghum should be a consideration.
Absolutely. If you're an opportunity to take advantage of that in some of our more non-traditional areas, you know, we have some very good growing contracts for bird seed around the country, and those growers that grow for the bird seed market have done very well. And so, you know, different opportunities in different areas, but certainly from the checkoff side, we continue to push very hard on the bulk market sales. You know, this week, even today here, announcement of a very solid export number, a little under 14 million bushels. Last week's one of the largest export sales we've ever had, announcement of over 16 million bushels. So continue to see very strong export demand driven primarily by China, but a number of different countries there. So exciting to see that. Certainly with all the piles of grain of all types that we have around the country, we need that demand. And so it's good to see that coming through right now.
We've seen with many of the other commodities where South America, struggling with their weather issues, have had to import a lot of things. Are they also getting sorghum?
They are. I think one of the things that as we see when in the Asia market, Australia is traditionally our number one competitor into that market, but South America, both Brazil and Argentina, are competitors of ours as well. And certainly been some logistics challenges there that have allowed some opportunities for us here and that have been helpful.
As far as the checkoff program, any changes coming there? Any new things on the horizon?
Well, I think, you know, relatively young national program, really just about 7 years old, and a lot of the original investments made by that board of directors was in genetic improvement that our crop really needed. And, you know, the challenge with those investments are those are, you know, 7 to 10 year investments in terms of really building that pipeline out. And so excited about the next 2 to 3 years to start seeing some of that material really to start flowing through and getting into farmers' fields. And certainly that's a long-term process on the genetic side, but one that was very, very needed in our industry and very important. So we'll continue to see that work through as we now have a pipeline that's got a lot of material in it that will be very positive for us.
You think farmers may be sitting on the sidelines waiting for these genetic improvements before expanding into more sorghum?
Well, I think obviously yield and price matter in any environment and cost of production. I think one of the things that sorghum's had going for it is a lower cost of production. And in this environment, that's been a challenge on the association side, certainly a lot of work on the farm policy side to get a good reference price on the PLC side. So in those areas in the south where they have generic base and generic acres, well, that $3.95 reference price has been very important on growers looking at more sorghum, and in this price environment will continue to be important for them to look at.
Looking ahead, new administration, new Secretary of Ag coming up, probably some new policies, and then there's that new farm bill to work on. You looking at any of that now?
Certainly on the association side, we have our legislative committee actually coming in and in person be with our board of directors next week as we really kick off our first strategy planning meeting to moving into the next farm bill, and started a lot of survey work, and we'll have a lot more survey work with our membership over the winter. So we're doing all of our homework to make sure we're ready to go whenever this next farm bill starts.
Anything you want to add today?
Just thanks for the opportunity to visit.